Some people would say that whoever designed our apartment complex did a pretty lousy job. They would say that the fact that we can see into each other's living rooms is a bit of a design flaw. And when I first saw the flat, I quickly decided that I loved it, but that I would spend most of my alone time in my bedroom, and that I would put some light curtains in front of the floor-length living room window that would allow some light to come in, but let me have a little privacy in my own flat. Because our windows are not on opposite sides of the street or something. They are directly next to each other, only as far apart as a little patch of grass and flowers between the two buildings we live in. It was the only thing I didn't like about this new flat. But I quickly noticed that you weren't home much during the day. I had time to write and work in my living room during the day, and would retreat to my bedroom in the evening when you came home. I saw you a few times, and you looked really nice. We exchanged greetings when we met each other in front of our buildings. I didn't want to make you feel spied on in your own living room. Until one night, I got up to get a glass of water, and I saw some light in your living room, and I was too curious. I had the perfect view as I got closer and closer to my window, looking into your room, because you were there, legs spread apart on the couch, with your cock in your hand, stroking lazily. I was hypnotized, standing there, biting my lip. I couldn't look away, and you couldn't see me, standing there in the dark, watching you getting off. And you looked so good doing it. Fuck. I had my hand in my panties after a short while, and I stood there and drooled over the side of your cock, of your hands stroking it. Movements of the muscles in your arms. It was way too much. I came before you did. But since then, I started my living room in the evening. I usually look pretty boring. Innocent, sweet girl next door. But I started to try and tease you. I wore less and less around my flat. The hoodie and leggings look turned into a hoodie and thigh highs look. And that turned into thigh highs and panties, and an almost see-through tiny white t-shirt. And all I could think of when sitting there trying to concentrate on my book was, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Please. Come over and use me. Punish me for all the teasing, for all the times I stretched in my little shirt, all the times I bent was just to give you the perfect view of my ass. At one point, I started to do my yoga exercises in the living room too. Another tiny shirt, and the tiniest shorts I could find. And during every pose, I only thought about you coming up, pushing me down, shoving your cock into my mouth, and telling me to suck it. During downward dog, I arched extra while imagining how you would fuck me from behind. Oh, and I got so wet imagining all the things you could do to me. It turns me on so much to be in this little window frame on display for you. And one day, after my workout, while I sat on the mat and relaxed, I looked up and saw you standing in the window, grinning at me, one hand palming your hot cock. I think I moaned, and I think you could see it in my face. Come over and fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. But since then, we've been teasing each other even more. Nobody really wants to make the first move. I continue my little shows. The yoga, the grinding against my fingers, while pretending to play video games, the butt wriggling, while lying on my stomach in perfect view and reading a book. You continue to look, to walk around in boxer shorts, or sometimes only a towel, to stroke your cock, to let me watch you get off. At least you do it in a fully lit living room pretty often lately. You have no idea what it does to me. You have no idea that I'm wet for you the whole day. Every night, I dream of you fucking me. Watching me play with myself in those gray sweatpants that are just so unfair. I think you can see what I'm doing, right? I give the tie in my hands a few licks. Just to make sure you get the idea. Take it into my mouth as deep as I can. I hope you know I practice sucking your cock with this. I try to get one that's about your size, so I can imagine it's you who's fucking me. pairs perfectly. I so hope you like what you see. I just have to turn around and get on all fours with my ass pushed out and wriggle my pussy into this toy. Oh, it's so thick. Can you see how wet I am? Can you see my swollen and glistening pussy? Ease myself into this toy. Oh! you give me right